there with my eyes on you. From the day to day, I never could be different. I never had a way. Looking for a piece of such a thing inside. Reaching out with bone hands. You don't feel a kick inside. Thank you.
this out, weren't they great? Yeah, we have a fair amount of drinks coming on a little bit. You're going to have a good night. So we're going to do a lot less talking, a lot more singing and playing. And I'm pretty sure that most of you out there know that, but Spider and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. I don't know how he does it. But we've been together for 34 years now, and we wrote a lot of songs together. In the beginning, when we were young, we used to write songs that were basically observational songs about other people's problems and things you read in the newspaper. But as time went on, we started to write songs that were more personal about our own relationship. And this next song is one of those.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is the part of the show where we sit down because we're old.
Well, how are my Canadian brothers and sisters doing out there tonight? Nice looking crowd we have tonight. Lovely. Salute. They say you got the best beer in town. I don't know. This is water. It's just water. It's the kind of water you drink, and if you don't drink all this, you'll play all night for sure. That's what it is. All right, so here's our story. It's a simple one. How about anyone under the age of
35.
All right, we're not going to exclude the over 35 group either, because I know you're out there too. Yeah. So here's a simple story. It goes like this. In the month of May of 1979, Patricia and I were both living in New York City at the time. We were introduced to one another. We got along really, actually pretty good. She had an idea and I had a plan. So we got on an airplane. We left New York for Los Angeles. 28 days later, we had a record complete called In the Heat of the Night. After we were done with that record, we flew back to New York, and we started to tour the entire country, and we came up here as well. Now, I went to very good school. I spent too much time bending steel and pounding ivory. I wasn't good up here. Book smart, I was bad. But I knew one thing, that if I put a few numbers together, I would know that almost 34 years later, we're still here. Thanks for taking the ride with us. Thanks for coming along. Salute to y'all. All right.
So this next song, I'm going to do. You love this next song. I love this next song. I can pretty much guarantee that you have sung this song in karaoke at least once.
Oh, yeah!
Definitely that hairbrush in the mirror thing.
Oh,
Reminisce and go back and remember how Spider-Man and how we put the band together and all that stuff. It was really fun. One of the next song I want to do is one of the stories in the book, and it goes like this: that in 1981 we were in Oklahoma getting ready to this big rock festival called Rocklahoma, and we're in this crappy motel on the side of the road because it was the beginning and we didn't have a lot of money. So we're in this dumpy little motel, and our manager came running in and he said, "Hey, remember about 3 weeks ago when you shot that video? They're going to air it for the first time today on that new TV station called MTV. So on that day in August, we became the second video ever played on MTV. And then because the first band only had a keyboard player, a bass player, and a drummer, Spider is actually the first guitar player to ever play on MTV. Which of course makes him older than dirt. So we're gonna do that song for you then.
You better hide, you better leave, but I'm sorry.
Every guitar gets a name, and there are always women's names. This little guitar here was sleeping comfortably back at our home in Los Angeles. She was dying to come out on the road. I says, come on, let's go have a little tour this year. So I took her out with me today, this year. So anyway, I gave her the name of Pain. And the reason I call it Pain is because it's not one of those foo-foo guitars that just kind of plays itself. You got to dig in. You got to dig in. You got to play really hard to get anything out of it. And she has a temper. And she's known to get mad every once in a while. And that's why I call her Pain. The other reason I call her Pain is because she really reminds me of an angry woman. What's your part? This is my part. It's a simple one. It goes like this.
Yeah. Thank you.
see you. It's fine. All right, be good to one another. Be sweet to the children. Please don't drink and drive over. Mr. Mick Mahan, right here on bass, background vocals. Mr. Chris Ross on drums. The singer's father, James Girardi, everything else. Come and see us again.